Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
There you go. Pump it up, Jeff. We're heading into the 6 o'clock hour of sports talk. We're there. Welcome in. Chris Blair, voice of the Tigers. After the first break, as we preview the super regional action between LSU and West Virginia tomorrow, first pitch at 1 o'clock right here on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app. Been talking a lot about the Saints OTAs, what we witnessed out there, those three practices in 3 weeks, all on a Thursday, getting into action for voluntary workouts starting Tuesday next week and run through Thursday and back-to-back-to-back sessions. So we'll get to see more, especially with this offensive line, I guess, lineup, I should say. And it's been pretty consistent. Cesar Ruiz wasn't there this past Thursday, so you saw Dylan Radins filling in at right guard. But the big position shift is a guy in Trevor Penning has moved over to the left guard position, which we'll hear some of his audio coming up. And seemed like he was like welcoming this change.
Yeah, that was the surprise to me. You know, and we can hear him before we kind of get into it. But yeah, there can be some ego when it comes to position changes. And I was a little surprised. Like, not only is he embracing it, he was like encouraging it. He was like, they called him up there to talk about it, and he was like, yeah, good idea, let's do that. and I'm like, all right, cool. I mean, we'll see how it goes. Like, yeah, you can want to play a position all you want. Doesn't mean it's going to work out for you. But, you know, that's a good thing. And, yeah, Dylan Radins was at right guard. I don't know if he would be the backup right guard. Typically, Nick Saldivari is dealing with an injury.
Another one that wasn't there, right?
Supposedly minor, but we've seen him deal with injuries in the past that lingered forever. So, you know, it's something to watch. But yeah,
Now, Kellen's been pretty close to the vest with stuff. Everything's minor.
Yeah, well, you don't have to tell anyone injury information.
No.
I also believe that it is minor. He was out there just watching. So we'll see.
But it wasn't MIA completely.
No. And so we'll have to see. But yeah, Radins is going to be kind of that catch-all. Like, when you need some, like, I would expect him to start games by the end of the year, whether it's starting because he's the best option or starting because of injuries. Like, he's going to be on the field.
We're talking about Trevor Penning moving to left guard. Kellen Moore, what were his thoughts on Penning so far?
He's got size, he's got mass, he's got physicality that's going to be perfect for that position. And obviously, you know, our experience the last couple spots everyone's been has had those guys go from tackle to guard, so we feel good about the transition.
Mentioned that Penning was really open to this switch. Let's hear what Trevor had to say to the media after practice in the locker room.
How's the offseason been for you?
It's been good. It's been good. You know, exciting. You know, playing a new position, obviously, and you know, it's been good so far. Really liking it, and excited for, you know, camp and the season to come around.
How else has the adjustment been to obviously playing guard?
I mean, it's, you know, it's not too bad. It's you know, a little bit, you know, less space than tackle. You know, you got to have tighter footwork, faster feet. Everything's a little bit closer, so. It's been going good. No.
What was the discussion like with Coach Nate?
Yeah, kind of brief. It was just like, hey, Kellen and Nuge, they brought me up, and I kind of had an idea. Like, I'm like, they're probably going to move me, which, I was excited for. They brought me in, they're like, hey, we're going to try to guard. We're thinking it's the best for you. And I'm like, I couldn't agree more, and I'm really excited for it. And, yeah.
Why are you excited?
I think the things that I do well, I think, fit better at guard. Not to say I can't play tackle, but in the run game, especially at guard, I think the things I do well, really, I can shine at guard.
You're talking about play strength there?
I think just the demeanor I play with, how I view I get after it in the run game, and being able to do that stuff, and
What have you thought of the O-line so far?
Yeah, I think, I think we've made some good strides. KB coming in, he's done a great job so far. Eric, he's being that leader we need on the O-line. Caesar, same as that. And Tally, I think he's taken, a good step forward, even from, the end of the season last year. You can see the improvement, and you can tell he's been working. And, I'm super, super excited for, everyone. So.
What have you been working on? Position change,
body-wise, trying to get stronger. Keep my strength, eating right, doing the right things, taking care of my body. Football-wise, just getting back into that, left-handed stance, getting all the, footwork stuff kind of back to the left side, kind of how it was before. But, working on footwork, using my hands well, and doing stuff with that.
From a technique standpoint, is it much different,
It's still the same principles almost. Everything just happens a little bit quicker, a little bit more, you're almost in a phone booth. So, to me, I enjoy that. So, I'm excited for it.
Transition to guard, something you were thinking about before they brought it up, man. You said you're excited for the moment. Is that something that you thought maybe was even your best?
Yeah, before the draft, I know there was a lot of teams that had me as a guard, and pre-draft, I was working some guard, like Senior Bowl and stuff. So when I came here, they wanted me to tackle, so I played tackle. But I'm excited. Wherever I can play and help win and play good football, it's all I can ask.
Never played it at any level?
Yeah, I played it. So I actually probably played more guard than tackle. High school I played guard. Early on in college I played. And then, Senior Bowl and stuff. But I definitely enjoy it.
You don't pull from tackle very often. So pulling is your favorite thing you can do in
football? That's probably one of my favorite things, just getting out there and attacking guys.
The fact that you say you're excited about it, there's no stigma attached to you.
You were playing tackle at first, and now you're switching.
No, I think it's a great opportunity. Wherever they want to play me, that works.
Was there a point where they just told you you were too tall to play guard and not to play tackle?
I don't know. I don't really know. I just got put there and I'm like, all right. But maybe just fine playing there. I think a transition so far has gone pretty well. So.
Is there anything about guard that's harder? I'm sure there is, but what is something about guard that's harder than playing tackle?
You're definitely moving heavier guys, so you gotta be able to get your hands on guys quicker, being able to get your feet in the ground. That's really the thing that's probably the most important, is just getting maximizing your power with your feet and your hands and being able to do that. So, and then just moving with heavier guys, you definitely gotta be able to do that. So,
as someone who's never played guard, is part of this you don't have to wait as long for the contact as you would at tackle. You can be more of the aggressor on the inside.
Yeah, I think that's probably my favorite part of it is, you get more of a tackling approach. You obviously want that at tackle too, but I think at guard, you definitely can be more almost aggressive. But obviously not super aggressive, but more aggressive than at tackle. We can just connect on guys and get on them and end it early. Whereas tackle, you got to – you got a lot of space between you and the edge rusher. So,
what is it that kind of specifically fits your skill set? What is it that makes you really excited about your game?
Yeah, I just think my power and athleticism, I think, is really gonna be able to shine with our new scheme that we got for sure. And we're gonna be asked to pull a lot probably. We're gonna have to move guys off the line. I think that's really be good for me and the whole line.
Saints offensive lineman Trevor Penning there, been playing a lot of all of left guard. What we've seen at these voluntary workouts, more coming in mandatory minicamp, but it's kind of more of the same. It is more of the same with no contact going on. We won't get
there for all 3 days.
Yeah, we won't get a true gauge of how things are actually progressing in the trenches until training camp.
No, for Trevor, you know, he can get valuable work in
right now.
Because for him, a big part of this shift is going to be adjusting the footwork and getting that part of his game right.
But is it working? We won't really know.
I mean, the physical part of it, we won't really get a picture of. But like for him, this time is important, and that's why, like, you know, one of the things we talked about when they initially made the switch is like doing it that early to me is an indicator that's where he's going to be. Like, he is no longer a tackle that plays guard; he is a guard, and I don't think you're going to see him get reps at tackle. Now, there's an off chance that like maybe they get desperate at some point in the season with injuries and like, we need a tackle. We have guys who can play guard. We're going to bump you out there. Well, hopefully we can get it done. But I think in camp, you're going to say, hey, we want to give him the best chance to succeed. And the best chance for Trevor to succeed at guard this year is by getting as many reps at the position as possible. So if there's cross training, I don't think it's going to be Trevor. I think it might be some other guys, like a Landon Young, right, on the second team. He'll probably get reps at guard and tackle. Maybe Raiden's, right? Maybe you're going to get him some work at tackle just in case because he has played tackle in his career and you just want him to be ready. But, no, I think there's a clear vision with how they're going to approach Trevor Penning, and it's at guard. And I appreciate that he's embracing it, like
yeah,
we talked
that's
about.
That's huge.
Like, because I think there's a lot of situations, like even Alante, when they initially moved him into the slot, I don't think he appreciated that. He embraced it last year going into the season, but it was like, you know, guards don't get paid. Tackles get paid. Outside corners get paid. Nickel corners don't get paid.
Well, right now, so, Penning just knows I'm just trying to stick around.
Right, and I appreciate that, right? Like there could be ego in that situation. I was a former first-round pick. I came in as a tackle. Like, you're just going to change my position. You're not even the coaching staff that drafted me.
No
you
Devers action
You didn't
here.
Pick up my option. I'm just here but... You know, it's not a transactional relationship with Trevor and the coaching staff. I think they are on the same page, and you know, we'll see how it goes for him. But being committed is just as important as anything else, because he's going to have to be committed to do that. And you know, his physicality should work there. Like, you heard him say, like, his favorite thing about it. You know, when I asked him, it's like, you know, you don't have to wait at guard. Yeah, at tackle, you're dealing with space, right? And a lot of times you're waiting for the offense, for the edge rusher, I mean, to make a move. And then you're reacting to that move. You can't really be the aggressor, because if you're too aggressive and you whiff, then the guy's got a straight line to the quarterback. Like, at tackle, part of the game is just delaying. At guard, the guy's right there. Now, he's heavier. Like, you got to be strong at guard, because instead of a 280-pound edge rusher, you're talking about a 315-pound defensive tackle. But that's probably the best part of Trevor's game is his strength. He's huge. He's a physical, athletic beast. So, you know, if you can unleash that part of his game and that works for him, great. And having him be committed to it is good.
Fuaga called him a big bully.
Yeah. Well, that's how you want him to play. And it's good to hear him kind of feeling the same way.
Right. Taking a break here on Sports Talk. Right now, the rain coming down at 400 Poydras Street in the city. Hopefully not this weekend, though, when the LSU Tigers taking on West Virginia at the box for super regional action. We'll break it all down with the voice of the LSU Tigers, Chris Blair, right after this. Stay tuned on WWL.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nobody on. 10-6 LSU lead. Bottom of the ninth. Two outs. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out with a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. Tigers win. Tigers win.
Talking LSU baseball, you heard that call on the New Orleans Saints LSU Sports Radio Network, I should say, and the voice of the Tigers, Chris Blair, who is joining us right now. Chris, thanks so much for the time as you prepare for that big matchup against West Virginia starting tomorrow at the box. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great, guys. Good to join you. And yeah, it's an exciting time of the year. It was just spent this afternoon watching a little super regional baseball from Louisville, Kentucky, now Corvallis, Oregon, and we get ready to get it going in the box coming up tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah, for all the complaining I was doing at these late start times for the Tigers, tomorrow that 1 o'clock first pitch, going to be a heat wave out there. So interested to see how that goes. Is there hopefully plenty of good AC in the broadcast booth for you?
Yeah, we're going to try to do everything we can. Yeah, we were all excited Tuesday. We were like, oh, finally, 1 o'clock. And then, of course, the forecast started to come out and a heat index of 110. And it's like, it's going to be a warm one there, but yeah, we'll make it through. If the players can play, we can sit in an air conditioned booth and call it.
Amen.
I'll take heat over rain any day.
Right.
Yes. Yes.
You know, so Chris, you know, what is kind of your early scouting report on West Virginia? I don't think it's a team that a lot of LSU fans probably watched a lot, but you know, small ball is going to be said a lot on the broadcast this week, I imagine.
Yeah, they're a pesky bunch. I mean, they're impressive. I don't have the numbers in front of me, but an impressive road record, which is that's not easy to do. I don't care what league you're in or what division you're in, what level of baseball you're playing. To be able to go out on the road and get, I think, 25-plus wins is pretty impressive. And, you know, you look at what they did this past weekend on the road in Clemson at that Clemson Regional. A team in West Virginia that, goodness knows, guys, a couple of weeks leading into the end of the regular season, they were expected to maybe host there in Morgantown. Didn't work out. A couple of stumbles down the stretch. They find themselves in a Clemson Regional and, you know, just find a way to win in those games without a lot of extra base hits, without a lot of home runs. They're not a big home run hitting team. They just find ways to win, and that certainly has to be concerning if you're LSU. I mean, you look at how they got through the Clemson Regional. They had a little bit of magic and some good fortune go their way late to get out of there. So, you know, teams that know how to win, that's a dangerous group, whether you're playing at home or on the road. So I know LSU's well aware of what they got coming in with the Mountaineers.
Chris, I know you're well aware. Jay Johnson hates giving us any indications of who's going to be pitching for him. There's been no announcement from the Tigers yet if it's going to be Kate Anderson or Anthony Ianson. Do you have any kind of read or who you think will be on the mound for the Tigers starting tomorrow?
No, I have no inside information. I will see Jay Johnson for the first time since Monday night coming up tomorrow. So my gut tells me Kate Anderson went in game two on Saturday and pitched a gem against DBU last weekend in a regional. If he pitches tomorrow, that keeps him pretty much on a regular schedule of rest. Anthony Ianson, of course, started on Friday night, would come back Monday night to close that down. The pitch number was certainly up there, but nothing out of the norm. So, I mean, when people ask me over the last couple of days, I think it'll be Kate Anderson start the Super Regional. I think it'll be Anthony Ianson to try to win it in two games, if that's possible. And then if you get to a Monday game three, I think we'll all be up in arms in the same way we were going into Sunday and Monday, to be honest with you. But it wouldn't shock me in the least to see Zach Cowan start a game three and Cason Evans be waiting in the wings. It seemed to work this past week. But that's just my gut feeling based on what I know, based on what I've seen this season. But I'm like everybody else. As we say in our business, stay tuned. We'll find out tomorrow a little before 1 o'clock.
Yeah, that whole regional was funny to me because it's like you look at it and, you know, games one and two, I mean, LSU didn't allow a run. You know, I don't remember the score, but there were two blowouts. And then game three, you lose, and suddenly it's like, oh, the sky is falling. It's like, okay, you know, it's amazing how quickly it can turn with that one loss. I think it was just because it was Little Rock and everyone expected LSU to roll. But, you know, we've seen LSU's offense kind of hit some cold spells throughout the course of the season. It feels like the only thing that's really held them back throughout the course of this year. I'm just curious, like, what do you think is the cause of that when it does happen? And what do you think LSU needs to do this weekend to make sure that that isn't the story, that the kind of offense disappearing isn't what ends this season?
Yeah, I mean, I think there has been concerns. I mean, you go back to the Auburn weekend, they just completely could not find a way to get on base. They couldn't get guys over. They were unable to hit when they had guys on, and there wasn't a whole lot of that. There were a lot of pop flies, a lot of ground outs. That's what I remember about that weekend on the plains. You know, there was the Thursday night game against South Carolina where, again, you were just unable to get the key hit with a number of great candidates in this lineup. I think from a coaching standpoint, and I'm certainly guilty of this, just being a fan of the Tigers as well as calling games on the air, is that you're a victim of that moment. And, you know, if you're a coach at any level, in any sport, really, you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. What I mean by that, certainly in baseball, is if you stick with the same lineup every single night because they've had so much success, and then a night comes or a day or two comes where they don't have success, well, you should have mixed up the lineup a little bit. You're damned if you do, if you tweak the lineup a little bit, because wait a minute, you've had so much success over this long period of time. What are you doing tinkering with it now? So I don't think coaches can win. What I do know is that Jay Johnson certainly changed that lineup on Monday from anything we had seen all season long, with Ethan Fry in the two hole, Jared Jones way back at sixth in the order, Chris Stanfield, who had been arguably one of the best nine-hole hitters in the country most of the season, suddenly now is moving up in the order, and it worked. And it worked well, even though you got down 5-1 early in the game in the bottom of the second inning. So I try not to guess. I try not to know how. I know these guys work, and it's as Jay Johnson said after the game on Monday, you know, with Jared Jones' home run after he'd really struggled at the plate since the postseason began. We don't see all the time that's put in the hitting lab and out on the field with the pitching machine. We don't see that. So it's hard for us to understand why certain things are done and why a lineup is moved around the way it is. I just know that nobody knows better than Jay Johnson and that coaching staff that are with these players all the time. So, yeah, am I concerned that the offense has had some lulls? Yeah, but I kind of look at a season in its totality and look at peaks and valleys, and there's been way more peaks than valleys for this team offensively. And I think you go with what brought you, or what brung you, as the old saying goes. And I think LSU, if they can avoid putting up walks and giving free passes to a West Virginia team that has shown over the entirety of the season they don't hit a lot of home runs, they don't hit a lot of extra base hits. If you don't walk them, I think LSU will be in good shape by the time the weekend is over. Let's face it, they had 26 base hits, did West Virginia in that regional last weekend, and they were the recipient of, I think, somewhere in the neighborhood of 17 walks and hit by pitches. You don't need extra base hits and home runs if you're getting people on and hitting 26 singles. That's what LSU has to avoid.
Yeah, one thing Jay Johnson said when he was on with us yesterday that I found interesting is, you know, moving Jared down in the lineup, you know, it changes things around, but it also changes like the approach for the Little Rock pitchers a little bit, because I think you can lose him in they're not focusing on him, and then suddenly he gets a few more pitches to hit. You know, I just think that's like when I think of Jay Johnson and how he manages this team, he just seems to have this cerebral approach in just moves like that. I think we can underestimate or undervalue at the end of the day. And Steve likes to say in Jay Johnson, we trust that. I feel that way sometimes. Like, he just has this knack for knowing when to push certain buttons. And I think that can often be the difference between a coach that finds a way to get to Omaha and a coach that, you know, his teams feel like they can get there but tend to flame out in big moments. I'm just curious, what do you think about that?
No, 100%. I mean, I think that's why you don't doubt it. I mean, I've learned that over four seasons working with Jay. And he said that to me, you know, in the clubhouse Monday afternoon. I mean, he and I got together. We did our pregame interview. We would talk to a little bit beforehand and a little bit after we turned the recorder off. And he said to me, Chris, I've had a ton of success moving the big bopper down in the lineup to sixth in the order. And I thought, okay, I'm going to pencil that. And, you know, it didn't come till late in the game, but when it came, he was right on it. And he explained the logic to me, is that guys are trying to fight to get through the top of the order. We got whatever the top of the order is. You assume those guys know how to hit. So a pitcher gets in there. Okay, maybe they get through the first three, maybe the first four. And then, wait a minute, they look up and looming in the six hole is the Bear. I mean, that there is some mental impact to that. So, yeah, that's. Doesn't surprise me he said that, and he was right. That's exactly what he did Monday night.
Chris, you know, you were talking about with Cowan and Evans potentially going in at game three. I want to get your thoughts, because with what Jay Johnson's done with the bullpen and how confident he was entering postseason play with his entire pitching staff, we know how good and how dominant Cade Anderson and Anthony Ianson have been for the past couple of months and really the whole season, and if you look at it at a glance. I want to get your thoughts on the bullpen, though, and which pitchers you expect to kind of come out on Saturday and Sunday if you're going to be saving those two guys for a potential game three, because I know that Chase Shores has been one of them and Cooper Williams has been involved, and he was involved in regional play. He was very, very good in that LSU loss to Little Rock, and just a couple other pieces as well. I just want to get your thoughts on the bullpen and who you can expect, because those two guys, they're fantastic, but they're not going to pitch all 18 innings in those first two games, obviously.
Well, here's a great Jay Johnson story, not that dissimilar from the Jared Jones lineup debacle or movement. You know, we all believe that, okay, Cason Evans got a couple of SEC starts under his belt. So if you have to go into that game four, winner take all, I got to believe Cason Evans is going to get the start. Zach Cowan, you know, who's done such a good job throwing strikes and getting outs, he'll be the guy you rely on the back end. What does Jay Johnson do? He starts Zach Cowan. And it doesn't go very well early on, as we all found out, 5-1 after two innings. And you're going to go to Cason Evans. Now, I don't know many of us that would have guessed it would have gone that way. I think we thought it would go the opposite. But there is Jay, again, knowing something we don't know, or a bunch of things that we don't know, making the right call, as it turned out. You know, when it comes to the bullpen, I agreed with him that by the time you got through Hoover and you went 1-1, I think you had the guys you needed to make a strong bullpen move that you have to have if you're going to win regionals, you're going to win super regionals, maybe not so much, but certainly if you're going to Omaha. I mean, you got to have more than two guys out of the bullpen that you can count on. I still think they're there. I still think that there's a place for Chase Shores. He didn't have his best stuff on Sunday. I think there's a place for Maverick Rizzi, who I think over time has been a little more consistent than he was early and mid part of the season. I think the same can be said for Jacob Myers, and obviously Cooper Williams. You know, I've asked a lot of coaches over the years, including Jay Johnson, if you get to Omaha, how many solid arms do you have to have? And I think the answer I get most is, if you have eight you can rely on, you're in great shape. You can do it with seven. It can be done with six. I think argument could be made LSU did it in 2023 with six. But you're going to have guys who step up in moments. And that's what LSU got in 2023. And I think you have all of the cast of characters to do that again here in 2025 for LSU. I know we haven't seen it all. I know that if you had to put your mortgage on it at times, you wouldn't do it. But I think we've seen enough to know that somebody is going to step up. Will they have to step up the way Case and Evans did, which was one of the most incredible performances I've seen? Not to mention a guy who, we probably don't call a true freshman anymore, but he is a freshman on the roster. I think LSU's got it. And, you know, it's interesting because you forget sometimes when you get caught up into the end of the regular season, and are you going to be at home for a regional? Can you be a top national seed to stay that way till you go to Omaha? And then you forget that regional play sometimes is harder than super regional play. Now, you got to believe the competition may be a little bit better, but you got to win two games out of three. And you've got Kate Anderson and Anthony Irons, and my guess is starting two of those three games. I think LSU feels pretty good about the weekend.
Also feeling good, pretty good about the defense behind those pitchers. Just want your take on the middle infield, especially Daniel Dickinson, Monster Milam. They've been so outstanding this season. That's going to be crucial this weekend as well.
Well, I'm scared to say anything because we were bragging at them ad nauseum when they committed one of the few errors they committed all season. But I think that's an anomaly. I think we all can agree. I'm as guilty as anybody, guys, about where are we at offensively? Are we playing consistent? Are we batting with runners in scoring position? Are we getting those timely hits? Are we getting extra base hits? I'm as bad with pitchers. You know, what's the deal? Why are we walking guys? Why aren't we striking guys out? And all along, forget about how important the defense has been and will continue to be for this team. I mean, we went into regional play with a chance, and there's still a chance that LSU might field their best team ever in the history of the program. That's hard to imagine. You know, that's a lot of pressure to put on them. But, I mean, that's how good they've been. And that's how much I think these pitchers, whether it be Cade or Anthony or Kaysen or any of them, I think that helps them go up there with the ability to just throw strikes. They don't always do it, but they know they can just throw strikes because of the defense that's behind them, both in the infield, middle infield, your corner infield. There was so many great plays Jared Jones has made at first base this year that you forget about. And the smoothness that which, you know, Michael Braswell, who hasn't had the best year offensively, but you kind of know what you're getting when the ball goes down the third baseline. And then the plays we've seen in the defense. I mean, go back to Curiel's play over the weekend where he doubled them up. They needed a double play, and they got it from left field to first base. That's how good this LSU defense has been. I think it's been quiet. We don't talk about it enough. But I got a sense that sometime when you're going to need it, they're going to make the play that makes the difference in either the regional, super regional, or maybe when you make it, if you can make it to Omaha.
Chris, thanks so much. Awesome hearing you talk ball and looking forward to hearing your call over the weekend of, well, this super regional series, and hopefully on to Omaha the Tigers go. Thanks a lot, Chris.
It's been a dream of mine to have calls on WWL, and to think that I've had that and can continue to have that is an absolute thrill for me, guys. Thanks for having me on.
You rock, Chris. Thanks again. Chris Blair, voice of the LSU Tigers. You can hear all the action this weekend from the super regional at the box. First pitch, 1 o'clock tomorrow, 12:30. For pregame coverage right here on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app. Sunday is a 5 o'clock first pitch with 4:30 pregame, and if necessary, we'll have that third game on Monday for you. That time still to be determined. We'll be back with more sports talk right after this. Stay tuned on WWL on this now rainy Friday.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news,
you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Thanks again to the great Chris Blair of the Voice of the LSU Tigers joining us here, getting ready for that pre-game coverage, 12:30 tomorrow, 1 o'clock first pitch, LSU versus West Virginia Super Regional action, the best of three series. We were talking a lot about two Saints OTAs who have wrapped up now. We're on to mandatory minicamp next week. Can't wait to see some guys that haven't been around like a Tyrann Mathieu or Alvin Kamara. But some of the guys that we haven't been that familiar, some rookies or the undrafted free agents or just the new additions to the black and gold, it's been a lot easier to identify them this season, Jeff.
A little bit. A little bit. I never have the issue. I'm good with the numbers.
But the first week you've memorized everybody almost.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know. My brain just works that way. I've never had an issue remembering the numbers, but
you're
some
like
people
a rain
do.
Man with the roster.
Yeah, I connect the numbers quicker than I connect the names a lot of the time. But yeah, but now there are names on the back of the jerseys, the practice jerseys.
Right.
So not something we have had in the past, or at least not since I've been here. I don't know if maybe way back when they threw names on them, but
not as far as I can remember.
And so that's interesting to me. So I've been meaning to ask Kellen about it. I meant to ask him in the first session. I completely forgot. Second session, I completely forgot. So I finally remembered to ask him this time.
Here's Jeff asking Kellen Moore about the jersey names on the practice jerseys.
The names on the back of the practice jerseys is not something that they had in the past. Is that a you thing?
We just put them on the back just for, make sure everyone knows each other.
How would you say that you've been to more practices? Are you very particular about how things run, like specific things like that, or how do you kind of structure your practices?
Yeah, we spend a lot of time preparing how practices are going to go. We spend a lot of time just on the logistics so they're efficient, they're clean. For these players, we want to maximize their opportunities. We don't want to waste their time. And so, we got a bunch of really good guys. I mean, from a jersey standpoint, Bum's one of the all-time best in this league. And so we feel fortunate to have him too.
You forgetting any names or anything? You just needed the clarity on the jersey.
Figured why not throw them on there? They've earned it.
You got Kellen Moore to crack a little joke there.
Yeah, it's funny. I felt bad stepping on the reception, but I wanted to ask another question. And if I waited too long, I would have got.
I wish
over.
When I told the joke, people overlap that much.
No, one thing he did say quickly is, you know, he does prioritize efficiency in these practices. And we've seen that. You know, we actually saw three quarterbacks throwing at the same time in drills the other day, and it's because one of them's a lefty in Hunter Decker, so yeah. You can get him on the other side of the field. But no, we've seen that. It's very high-paced. There is an emphasis on maximizing the work and not wasting people's time, and that's not necessarily because of why you have jersey names on there, but I do think that there is some level of that.
Taking a break. We'll be back to close things out on Sports Talk right after this on WWL. Back here on Sports Talk, want to let everyone know out there, the National Weather Service has issued a flood advisory for New Orleans until 9:45. Isolated heavy rain could cause some possible street flooding. We talked to our WWL Weather Center. They said we do expect the rain to wind down slowly and soon, I should say, and that things should not be an issue. So just keep it monitoring the weather outside. A flood advisory in effect for New Orleans until 9:45 this evening. Just in time for us to push out of here, guys.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Do you get much flooding where you are in a mid-city area?
You know, there's streets that fill up pretty quickly. My street, thankfully, is not one of them. But yeah, there's a few streets I don't go down.
Right. But you know the streets, avoid that one.
I think that is kind of what it is. When you live in New Orleans, you learn the areas. It's like when it's raining, when it comes down, you get those kind of freak thunderstorms middle of the day. It's like, yeah, you take a specific route. You know, there's certain streets you don't go down, and that's what my neighborhood's like.
Thankfully, that rain delay won't be in effect for tomorrow. Yeah. I think a minute chance of there being any kind of downpour at the box early in the afternoon.
If there is one, they'll find it.
There'll be, as Chris Blair said, the heat index in effect. He had it all the way up to 110.
Yeah, they will be hot. There's no question. West Virginia's going to have a fun time dealing with that.
LSU fans heading out there, maybe bring one of those neck fans. I don't know if those work even, because I feel like you're blowing hot air on yourself.
You're just moving it around. A cooling towel. I've always felt those are the trick.
That's a smart one.
We're going to have to pick one of those up this week before we head out to practice.
I'll tell you, I mow the lawn with those, and that definitely does the trick.
Well, they work. I have to buy a new one every year because by the end of it, they're garbage. You do not want to use one after letting it dry for a couple of weeks. But yeah, they're handy.
We're closing things out here, guys, and just wondering your general thoughts heading into this super regional matchup, LSU versus West Virginia. How you feeling about the Tigers' chances of going to Omaha? You think two or three games, or does the Mountaineers pull the upset here?
I haven't seen West Virginia play enough to have a really strong feeling about how they're going to look.
That's definitely my problem, too.
I do think that LSU is in the place it wants to be. It's hitting the ball. It's pitching well. I find that when you make a run to the championship in any sport, you have one of those kind of like, oh gosh, moments, like where you get kind of scared early on and then you kind of get straight. So I think they're going to take it into.
I want to remind everybody, WWL is your home for LSU in the NCAA Baton Rouge Super Regional Alec Box Stadium. West Virginia, first game up tomorrow, 1 o'clock. First pitch, pregame 12:30. Game two is Saturday, 5 o'clock, with pregame of 4:30. And then if necessary on Monday, we'll approach that later. No time has been determined yet. Just catch all the exciting LSU baseball action this weekend, presented by Tiger Baseball. 11 sponsors, Jerry Lane Cadillac, Louisiana Dental Center, Hooters, Cummins, Nico and Sinceri Law Firm, First American Back, E3 Industrial, all on WWL and the free Odyssey app. For Jeff Nowak, Charlie Long, I'm Steve Geller. Have a great weekend, folks. We'll be back on Monday on Sports Talk, breaking everything down. Stay tuned, folks.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.